Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
What are you doing?
I'm starting a fight. He's going to finish it for me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the Radio Arrays, having defended that title now for better than three decades. And straight up today, I bring you the most prolific writer in the history of the sport. I'm talking about MMA, the king himself, the genius, Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, WrestlingObserver.com. Of course, the Wrestling Observer Radio Show, which airs 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, Dave started all that, but Dave is the man when it comes to MMA and professional wrestling. Nobody writes a better column than Dave Meltzer. So Dave will join us at about 20 minutes past the hour. Of course, UFC 180 in the bank. A new UFC interim heavyweight champion, Fabrice Verdum. Yeah, he stopped Marquette, but can he stop Cain Velasquez? No way, no how. They're going to hook it up probably in May or June of 2015 when Cain comes back from that knee injury and that stretch ACL. I'm telling you like this. Cain Velasquez is probably not going to get beat for a long, long time unless you beat him in the manner Junior Dos Santos did. I'm talking about the quick one-punch knockout. Outside of that, Cain ain't losing for a while. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network. Of course, if you haven't downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet, what are you waiting for? Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the iHeartRadio app, and take Ring Talk or any of the Sports Byline shows anywhere you go on your smartphone or your portable device, your tablet. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is Junior Walker and the All-Stars on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and of course, American Forces Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
And he's not going to gas himself out. Lesnar trying to get back up. And he does. But he's exhausted. He's shattered. And he gets rocked again. Lesnar covering up. Velasquez pouring it on. Hammer fist.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Well, it's somebody's birthday around here.
Oh, come on. Do you really have to bring it up?
Hey, what is this, 29 again?
29 again. 39, I'm like Jack Benny.
Well, happy birthday, Pedro.
Well, coming from the world's greatest producer, I really consider that a commendable comment, and I really appreciate all that you do for me over the years, and straight up, you're the best producer in the world. I do want to say this, though. This is the first time in my life that my Auntie Julie has not sung happy birthday to me on my birthday, so I'm a little bit touched on that one.
Well, she's singing. You just can't hear her because she's up there.
Good enough. Thanks a bunch, Scott Cuddy. Make it 13 minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course. Last night, UFC Fight Night. Fox Sports 1 airing at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. It was, like, looking good, I'm telling you. Good card. Frankie Edgar submitted to Cub Swanson. You know, when you look at Frankie Edgar, I mean, the guy's done a lot. I mean, he went from, like, being a lightweight champion, and then, of course, then he dropped down to featherweight, and you know, dropping to 145 pounds, people say, oh, Pedro, no big thing. It is a big thing. It is a big thing. When you drop 10 pounds, and you're already a lean guy, and you drop 10 pounds, come on. It's not easy. And this is rocket science when these guys lose weight, because guys like Uriah Faber walks around like 175, 180, if not more. And then Uriah comes down to 135 and he makes it. Don't ask me. I mean, he went from like 155 pounds to 135. I mean, Uriah's amazing. These guys cut this weight. See, they've got this wrestling base. Basically, they're all old wrestlers. And in wrestling, you have to learn how to cut weight, and you have to learn how to cut it right and be healthy to do it, because when you cut weight in wrestling, it's not like you can get 12, 14, 18, 22 hours before you can recover and get all your electrolytes back and your fluids and this and that, because the wrestling matches are like 45 minutes to an hour later. After these NCAA fights, I mean, wrestling matches, they're ready to go like, you know, within 45 minutes to an hour. You got to fight within an hour. It ain't like it is today when you can sweat off 15, 20 pounds in the last week and then put it back down. Kyle Kingsbury, who fights at 205 in the UFC, told me that, you know, he loves coming down from like 225, 230 to 205. Makes him feel strong, makes him feel lean, and that's what a lot of guys are at. But straight up, I'm not into cutting weight, because I've seen guys cut weight in boxing and end up dying. I'm talking about, you know, I can go on and on and name a lot of names, but they're basically, you know, retarded because of the fact that they tried to make weight and couldn't make weight. I mean, it's a Gerald McClellan. I mean, I did a benefit for him in Rockport, Illinois, about 10 years ago. Of course, he got hurt in 1995 in a fight with Nigel Benn in the UK. Never the same. Basically retarded. I mean, from not making weight. That's what it was all about. The fluids weren't back in his brain when his brain got hit, so his brain jostled around, did all kinds of crazy stuff, and now he's in a wheelchair, and he's deaf, and he's blind. I mean, Gerald McClellan, sad, 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 but that's what happens when you try to make weight the day of the fights. That's why I'm thinking now that probably day before weigh-ins are the way to go. Speaking of day before, let's bring in Zach Attack Young and talk about the UFC fight now. Frankie Edgar looking good, Zach?
Yeah, he won a pretty dominant decision. It wasn't really close, so I think he might be back in line for another title shot.
Okay, what about Edson Barboza? Well, you and I were high on him for a while, and then he sort of like, sort of like went plateau. Did he plateau? He came back, he won last night, didn't he?
Yeah, the thing about Edson Barboza, he can deal it out. He can't take it that well, you know, and it's hard to really see that high of a ceiling for somebody like that. It just seems like whenever he faces another elite striker, it's not going to go so well.
Zach Attack Young is our guest. Of course, he is the MMA writer at ringtalk.com, and of course, he's the co-host of the Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Last night, he called in sick. What happened? Your car went lame?
Yeah, it was overheating. I don't know what was going on with it, but we're going to try to get that sorted out.
You know, welcome to the world of buckets of bolts. I mean, I've always driven. I've had nice cars, like brand-new Kias and things like that, but I've always gotten more miles out of the old buckets of bolts because when you park in the city by the bay, San Francisco, you park and everybody's banging up your car. You should see my car. I mean, Zach, at one time it looked good. Now it's got all kinds of dents in it, and none of them were me.
Yeah, that's no good. That's pretty terrible.
Okay, let's go back to last week's UFC pay-per-view event. Of course, the UFC Heavyweight Championship, the interim title on the line for Reese Verdum of Brazil with that flying knee, and then, of course, coming back with some punches after that and taking out Mark Hunt. Mark Hunt came to fight. He was in shape. He had plenty of time to prepare. He just got beat by a better guy, huh?
Yeah, Verdum, you know, he's improved his striking a lot. At one point, his striking was not very good, and his grappling was. But now he has both, and I think he's a pretty serious threat for Cain. We'll see how that goes.
Okay, now Cain is on the mend, but he'll be back and ready to rock probably about April or May. And I see the UFC is probably going to put this in Las Vegas, the World Heavyweight Championship, and it's going to be a big bout for both men because Cain's got to prove he's back from the injury. I mean, Cain's been hurt a lot. Cain's sort of like the Andre Ward of MMA.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he hasn't come back in a while. Between him and Pettis, like, I don't know who's more injury-prone. They've been sitting on the shelf for a while.
Now, speaking of Anthony Pettis, I'm glad you brought him up. Of course, he's going to be taking on Gilbert Melendez, El Nino from San Francisco, the former Strikeforce champion. They'll vie for the UFC lightweight championship, 155 pounds. Man, you know, that's a coin flip fight. I think it's a coin flip. Where do you lean on that one?
Yeah, I mean, I lean towards Pettis, but you're right. It is a coin flip fight, and it gets even closer when you talk about him coming back from injury and facing somebody like that. That's a difficult opponent, so I would not be shocked if we had a new lightweight champion after that.
John Jones on the men says he'll be 100% for Daniel Cormier January the 3rd, of course, vying for the light heavyweight championship, 205 pounds. John Jones never beaten except for that one controversial disqualification, I believe, against Matt Hamill, and he came back and he's beaten everybody since then. But straight up, Cormier and Jones, Donald Cerrone's on the card, Brad Tavares is on the card. Some names here, but I'm not seeing guys that jump out here. Are they going to pull a boxing move here with this UFC 183 card and just have the main event and everything else to sort of be like, eh?
Yeah, it doesn't look so good, this card. The original card that they were scheduled to fight on was a pretty good card, and it still ended up being pretty decent. But, yeah, this card doesn't look too solid to me.
But we're going to tune in for that one fight, aren't we?
I'm going to watch it. I want to see that main event.
Yeah, that's it. John Jones and Daniel Cormier, two basically unbeaten guys that, you know, I mean, Jones has been taken off his feet a couple of times, but Daniel Cormier has never been taken off his seat, never lost a minute of a round, beat former UFC champions like Frank Mir and Josh Barnett and beat them handily. I think he's the real deal, and I think he's a slight underdog, but he's a live underdog against John Jones for the light heavyweight championship. Speaking of light heavyweights, are there any light heavyweights that, outside of Cormier and Jones, that are really stellar stars? I mean, everybody else, I'm looking at the division, maybe Chris Weidman moves up from 185 pounds, but there ain't too many other stars in there, are there?
Well, we got Gustafson and Anthony Rumble Johnson, and they're both actually going to fight each other. So the winner of that's probably going to get the next title shot. So I'm looking forward to that because I think Johnson has a good chance. I would lean towards Gustafson in that fight, but either way that goes, that's going to be a tough fight for Jones in the next one. Or it could be Cormier in the next one. You never know. He could pull off the upset.
Okay, Gustafson and Johnson going on UFC on Fox 14. That's going to be January 24th from the from Stockholm, Sweden. You know, I think this is a great idea to have Gustafsson fight at home. In fact, I thought that if John Jones was to go over there and fight Gustafsson, they could fill up any arena, and I think it would make John Jones a true world champion. But John Jones sort of got that Roy Jones type of thing. He doesn't like to travel, huh?
It doesn't seem like it. He likes to stay in the same place. And I think that a crowd in Stockholm would be just an excellent experience. I think that that's just going to be a really live crowd there to see Gustafsson.
Okay, now Gustafsson had the close call with John Jones. A lot of people maybe thought that he might have won the fight. I mean, you know, it was a close event, no question about that. But has he looked that good since then? I mean, he had that one fight and one win. He's 16-2 now. Would you consider him a live dog? Can he rumble with Cormier?
You know, that would be a tough fight for Gustafsson because, I mean, Cormier is just another level of wrestling, and Gustafsson's one real, like, clear loss, because I honestly didn't think he lost to Jones, but his one clear loss was against Phil Davis, who's a wrestler, but I think that Daniel Cormier is on another level from Phil Davis, so I could see Gustafsson losing to Cormier based on the wrestling.
The great Zach Attack Young, he's got an article going up in about 20 minutes at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. You always can catch Zach on the Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific Time. My co-host, my partner in crime, Zach Attack Young, all the best, brother.
All right, have a great weekend, Pedro.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, this is Pedro Fernandez, but sometimes they call me Flash. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and of course, the American Forces Network. Under all conditions, your mind.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc on Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Scott Coker, in 5 years from now, where do you see Bellator MMA and yourself?
Well, I think that what you'll see is you'll see big fights in big arenas. You'll see, fighters that are in the top 10 of the world. And I think you'll see another thriving league along with the UFC. I think that there's room for two. And I think it always is a healthy industry when you have two good, solid players in any business.
Let my boys harmonize here. These are the boys from Oakland, California, the mighty Tower of Power. You check out Pedro's work at the Tower of Power website, towerofpower.com. Pedro's Song of the Month, we got it going on. Check it out, towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This hour, you're inside looking into the world of mixed martial arts, folks. Wow, I've been doing this a long time, and not too many guests impress me like my next guest. He is like the genius of MMA. I call him the most prolific guy in the history of the sport when it comes to writing and being a journalist. The great Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. Dave, a very good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, how are you, Pedro?
Pretty good. Life treating you okay?
Yeah, busy, but it's good.
Busy, okay. Fabrice Verdum, pretty impressive with that flying knee, huh?
Yeah, great strategy. He was losing that fight until he got that finish, which is... You know, it's one of those things that we've seen like a lot of in MMA in the last, I mean, it's always been a part of it, but really a lot lately is you'll have a guy who will dominate a fight for two rounds, and then in the third round, the other guy finishes him. Because there's so much of this game which is conditioning and pacing, and a lot of times, guys will go out and be really aggressive and burn themselves out, and it looks like that they're just killing the other guy in the fight, and then down the line, the other guy, they run out of energy, and then they're sitting ducks.
Okay, UFC 180s, we're talking about, of course, Mark Hunt, unsuccessful in his bid for the vacant interim championship. Of course, the real championship held by the injured Cain Velasquez of Silicon Valley, the Mexican-American that wears brown pride on his chest. I don't have a problem with him wearing brown pride on his chest, maybe because I'm half brown and half white. But what do you think of that, Dave? Some people have problems with that.
Yeah, I have no problem with it at all. It's never bothered me. I try not to get bothered over things like that. I mean, because I know there's no, evil intentions in it. If there were evil intentions, it would be a completely different thing. So yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it's not like he's got a swastika or something tattooed on his chest.
Exactly.
We're talking about Cain Velasquez, of course. Cain Velasquez, the once beaten heavyweight champion of the world, of course, losing that one fight, a quick knockout to Junior Dos Santos, and of course coming back and beating Dos Santos not once but twice and beat him almost into a state of retardation. How does a guy come back from a beating that Junior Dos Santos took? I mean, if this was your brother, if this was your son, if it was me and I was your friend, would you ever let me fight again after taking those beatings from Cain?
You know, it's like, I don't know. I haven't spoken to Junior Dos Santos once since that fight, so I just don't know. I can't give an educated answer to that because he may be all healed. The one thing I will say is that his corner, and I think this goes for a lot of corners. I mean, I know that there's this thing where he was always one punch away from winning, right? But that fight should not have gone. The second fight, or the third fight, actually, between the two of them, the third fight should not have gone as long as it did. The second fight, he was in the fight the whole time, although he took a really bad beating. The third fight, I don't think he was really in that fight that much, but from round three on, I mean, it was just a mauling, and it could have been stopped by a number of different people, and he wasn't coming back in that one.
Why is it? You know, I mean, corner men are brave. I mean, I've been a corner man. I've worked a couple seconds in corners as far as boxing is concerned, and I've always been concerned because I've had kids or young teenagers and young men, young women in the ring. So I've always been concerned about that. But you know, you can't be too brave as a corner man. I mean, because you're not doing the fight, and the other guy is.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is fighters, generally speaking, are too brave for their own good at times. And I think that the corner and the team needs to be, especially in MMA, because in boxing, you know, in boxing, one loss can really derail you, like, badly. In MMA, you know, a loss at the wrong time certainly hurts, but it's not Everyone expects people to lose. You know, I mean, like, you know, okay, John Jones and you know, who's got the one loss, which was really a DQ, so nobody, he really hasn't lost. You know, Cormier hasn't really lost. But generally speaking, almost everyone loses at some time or another. And so the thing that you should be looking out for, especially if someone's a promising fighter, is his long-term career. And like with Junior, I mean, you know, if Cain gets old, I mean, Junior, you know, Junior's the second best. I think Junior's the second best heavyweight. And if he gets beat to a point where he's no longer the second best heavyweight, then you really have, you know, you've hurt his career.
I got to tell you, Dave, I just don't think I would never have. I mean, I've been around the fight game for a long time. I've seen generations of boxers, several generations of boxers come and go. I've seen them with their pugilist dementia. I've seen them with their other neurological issues and things like that. And when I see the beating that Junior Dos Santos took in that second and that third fight, I mean, I just don't know that anybody could ever come back from that. And you talk about healing. I don't think the psychological wounds, I don't think they'll ever heal. Like that was a horrific beating, that third one especially.
Yeah, well, we'll see when Junior fights. And I'm trying to remember when Junior. I think Junior's fighting pretty soon.
Is he taking on Alistair Overeem?
I don't think so. I think that was God, I'm trying to remember all the different fights, but no, because I would remember. I mean, I know that they had been trying to book him with Alistair Overeem, and Alistair Overeem had gotten hurt or something, so it didn't happen. And I think, geez, I don't know if it's Stipe Miocic. There's a bunch of big fights coming up, though, between now and February, and I think Junior is coming. Junior had broken his hand, I believe, so he was, he was supposed to fight Miocic a long time ago, and he broke his hand, and that had kept him out of, that had delayed his return.
You know, if Leslie Smith at Bantamweight had told me that she hadn't heard from me, I'd understand why she lost half an ear against Jessica Guy. That was pretty ugly.
That was pretty gruesome, yeah. I mean, that's another one where she was all mad about the stoppage, but, you know, as soon as I saw that you know, what the ear looked like, it was like there was just no way. But, again, that's not going to hurt her career, even though she got a loss. I think that everyone, if anything, I think that she actually got over in losing because everyone saw how, you know, I mean, it was a good fight, and she was going to lose the fight anyway. But I think that everybody saw just how brave and tough she was, and I think people will remember that more fondly than even if she'd won that fight.
Leslie Smith, remember the name. Ronda Rousey, your email questioner. Would it be good for MMA if she lost, Dave? I don't think so.
It depends on to who and depends on how. I don't think it would be. I mean, it just depends on. There's a lot of different circumstances. Because the thing is, she does need a new rival. And everyone, you know, kind of thought, well, Chris Cyborg is the new rival and it's going to happen. And I was thinking that it was inevitable, but I know that last weekend, you know, Chris was in the audience in San Diego at the Bellator show, and people who saw her told me that she's really big and does not look like someone who's about to cut to 135, which was, you know, she was supposed to cut to 135 for December, and then she got hurt. So
allegedly,
that's off. But they just said that she's looking awfully big, and they weren't so confident that she was going to, you know, drop down to fight Ronda, even though that's what she says. But, you know, for her career, there's no other fight. And for Ronda, you know, if there is no Chris Cyborg, and I don't see Gina Carano fighting, then she needs a rival, and maybe Kat Zingano is the best rival she's got. So in that case, her losing might not be the worst thing.
You know, I was a ring announcer in Albuquerque, New Mexico, when Holly Holm lost her only boxing match. She quit because she had a cut underneath her eye. Imagine if she gets into a rough scrape in MMA. You think she'd be quitting from a cut under the eye again or what?
Yeah, that's an interesting thing. Yeah, because and she was supposed to debut in 2 weeks, and she just she pulled out of the fight over a neck injury. So she's been hurt a lot lately.
Okay, talk to me about the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. People don't know about it. All the ramifications, how it's delivered, how you put it together. Let's talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, I do the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. I've done it for 30 plus years.
Yikes.
And it covers. It's a big 40,000, 50,000 words each week covering pro wrestling and MMA. Some, you know. And it concentrates a lot on business. It concentrates a lot on what people should do next, where they're going. You know, we just had the big Hall of Fame issue for pro wrestling. So it's kind of like the insider's guide to pro wrestling. I mean, you may read a lot of stuff on the Internet, but if you don't read The Observer, you're missing, like, a lot, because even the people who, like, copy it don't really copy it accurately. So it's and you can get it, you know, go to the www.wrestlingobserver.com, and there's information on how to subscribe. or you can subscribe by mail, or you can subscribe to the electronic version, which would be by getting a subscription to the website, which also includes audio shows. And I do usually about 4 audio shows a week, you know, an hour, hour and a half. We do it after after every UFC show. We do it after every WWE pay-per-view show, every pay-per-view show, every major show in pro wrestling, every major show in MMA, and every Monday night and Wednesday night, we do one Monday night after Raw, and then Wednesday night we do like a midweek show. So there's usually, generally speaking, about 4 shows. Sometimes we do a lot of interviews with top people in both MMA and pro wrestling. That's all on the website. So,
WrestlingObserver.com. Dave's going to stay with us for another segment. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The great Lenny Williams in concert this Saturday, November 29th, The Whispers at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, California. Me and Lenny hanging out together in Oakland, where it all started for the Tower of Power back in 1967.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
If your dog suffers from sore joints, skin rash, or other signs of aging, Dogevity is for you.
It would get so bad that I'd have her out a block from the house and she couldn't even walk home.
When she was a young dog, her little hind quarter gave out on her. We took her to the veterinarian. They said that she would require surgery.
When they're on the Dogevity, they seem like they get a whole nother gear out of themselves.
In my more than 30 years as a vet, I've never seen a supplement make such a difference in pets' vitality and health.
I mean, I saw immediate results. At age 14, she's like a little puppy.
My son-in-law told me about Dogevity. Within 5 days, it was like a miracle.
Since Dogevity, our game of tug of war is back on.
To try Dogevity today, visit Dogevity.com.
Dogevity.com.
Dogevity. Dogevity.com.
Call 855-543-8484.
855-543-8484.
Make sure you tune in to the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap with Pedro Fernandez. Saturday nights on Sports Byline USA Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Brought to you by Alchemy Water.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Sounds like the Wrestling Observer radio show. Yeah, 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time.
Sundays right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. They got it going on. Check them out. I'm talking about the Wrestling Observer radio show. Of course, that was designed and created by my current guest, Mr. Dave Meltzer. Dave, welcome back to the show. I got a question to ask you straight up. Testosterone replacement therapy, you and I have talked about it over the years. We've always thought it was legalized cheating. Here's what Dana White had to say. What happened to the white clip?
When you really break it down and you look at it, it's science. You know, as you get older, your testosterone starts to get lower. Science has figured out a way to get it back up to even. But in like all things, when money is involved, people will find ways to cheat. And even though this thing is legal, people have figured out how to cheat on it, so it has to go away. What it is it ruins good fighters. Once you get on this stuff or any type of steroid, you can't get off it. You have to continue to use it because once you start using it, your body stops producing it like it did before. So it's definitely not good for you. It's meant for 45, 50-year-old men. That's what it's meant for. It's not meant for young, well-conditioned athletes.
Dave Meltzer, of course, you and I have talked about this in the past. Dana's finally come out. Nevada has made TRT replacement therapy, of course, illegal. Has California followed suit?
California, I'm not sure exactly what the ruling is. They had banned it pending an investigation, and their doctors were going to go through it, and then I never heard what happened since. But since Nevada banned it and UFC banned it everywhere, I think that it's just it's essentially the rules everywhere is that, the UFC rules are that you can't use it. So, and if guys, that's just the rules. And if you get caught, if you're on TRT, you'll probably fail the testosterone test before you could fail the testosterone test. But I'm on TRT, I got a prescription, and they would let you slide as long as you weren't over certain limits. Now, you're not allowed to, you're in theory not allowed to have anything. So, It's hard to test for. The whole drug testing thing is a very difficult process. But it is a big difference. I mean, if you take somebody, whether it's Chael Sonnen or Vitor Belfort or someone, Dan Henderson, who's been on the stuff, and then you take them off the stuff, and if they're really off the stuff, they're going to have a drop, and it's going to be really, really tough to train. It's going to be tough to do a lot of things, and that's why, like, you know, you and Pedro, I'm sure you've noticed this in boxing. I actually noticed it first in boxing, and then with certain MMA fighters years and years ago that were on steroids, and then for whatever reason they got off steroids, and then it almost always in their next fight they couldn't fight.
Some guys don't knock people out for 5 years after getting off the steroids. Hint, hint to the Filipino phenom, of course, Manny Pacquiao, all along suspected of being a cheat when it comes to performance-enhancing drugs. UFC 181, Johnny Hendricks. How come I'm not excited about Johnny Hendricks? He's taking on Robbie Lawler in a rematch. How come Johnny Hendricks doesn't do it for me?
I mean, personality-wise, perhaps, is the reason. But, I mean, as far as the fight goes, this UFC 181 is a great, great show. Both those main events are going to be just fantastic. I mean, Lawler-Hendricks was one of the best fights of this year. Went right down to the wire, and Hendricks put on that performance with a torn bicep, and that which really hurt his strength. That's why when I was watching the fight, I mean, I noticed physically, I just thought, like, God, Hendricks doesn't look like he did against George St. Pierre. There's something different. And they said, well, he came in with an elbow injury, couldn't lift much. And it's like, okay, I can see that. And when he was hitting Lawler, he wasn't moving him. I mean, Hendricks has real power. But he still won the fight, and he's a great wrestler, and he was, and that was hurting his wrestling, as you can imagine, trying to wrestle. He had torn it 2 weeks earlier. It's not like he tore it 6 months earlier. 2 weeks earlier, went into the fight, not knowing he tore it, just knowing it was hurt, and he was limited. Still won, but Robbie Lawler's a dangerous guy. He's got knockout power in his feet. He's got knockout power in his both hands, and good defensive wrestling. So I think this will be a fight just like the first one. So I'm really looking forward to that. And Anthony Pettis, Gilbert Melendez, Gilbert Melendez 95% of the time gives you a great fight. I mean, he's been fighting out here. He was one of those big stars of Strikeforce. And Pettis is really an excellent fighter. So that will be good. It's a loaded show from top to bottom.
Two best lightweights going right there, Pettis and Melendez.
Two of the best. I mean, the lightweight division is really, really strong. There's a lot of guys on any given day, whether it's Benson Henderson, Rafael dos Anjos, Cerrone, Khabib Nurmagomedov might be the best of all of them. We'll have to see when he comes back after knee surgery, because he's, I think, something like 22-0, and just dominated everyone he's fought.
You know, Kyle Kingsbury and I were really high on Travis Brown. Travis Brown was like rolling through people, knocking people out with those big, tall, 6'7" elbows, and then he lost his fight. Now he's coming back against Brendan Schaub. Is Schaub the gatekeeper now?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I think Travis Brown should beat Schaub. He certainly needs to. The thing with Travis Brown is he really faded with Werdum. I mean, I actually thought he was going to beat Werdum just because of how absolutely scary he looked against Josh Barnett.
Yeah.
But, and I even thought that, just because of the way the styles matched up, I was concerned with him against Cain Velasquez because, the thing is when you go for that takedown on Travis Brown, I mean, that's the scariest part because that's when he starts throwing those knockout elbows. And Cain Velasquez's game is the takedown. Plus, he's tall and has reach and he's a pretty decent stand-up fighter. But with Werdum, I mean, he did get tired, and once he got tired, I mean, Werdum, pretty much took him to school.
You think that was a psychological thing? He sort of choked underneath the big lights there. That's what I thought. I thought he didn't bring his A game psychologically that day.
Could be. I just thought it exposed. Again, because Brown's big wins that I had seen, were like the Overeem win, which was first round, the Barnett win, which was right away. And guys like that, you never know what they've got until you see them in a 2- and 3-round fight or a 5-round fight. And I think that again, big heavyweights when it comes to conditioning, with a lot of them, that can be a real big problem. And it just is when you're just that big. I mean, 5-round fights, if you think about, again, people will think boxing, but boxing doesn't involve wrestling, and wrestling is so freaking tiring. And wrestling, I mean, at the elite level, I mean, you're talking wrestling matches 6-7 minutes, and 25 minutes where you're doing a lot of wrestling. I mean, that's asking a lot of anyone. The smaller guys can do it, but when you have the bigger guys in there, it's a lot tougher.
How does Anderson Silva get ranked number 8th in the pound for pound rankings in the UFC? Does he have naked pictures of Dana White doing something dastardly down there in Brazil?
Sports writers' things, and there's a lot of it based on maybe perhaps reputation or something. We'll find out with Anderson. He's probably the greatest of all time, but he's 39 years old and he got beat twice.
He got smoked like a blunt. And of course that defensive move that Weidman pulled with the knee. I mean, that's checking. That's done in the gym. They're taught to do that. That wasn't a freak move.
Well, it's a freak move. Like if you throw a punch and you knock a guy out, it's a freak move. It's like I don't call it that. I mean, the first fight was it wasn't controversial at all. It was a knockout, but. But when you watch the fight, it left a lot of questions. The second fight, to me, didn't leave that many questions because the finish was weird. Anderson broke his leg. But Chris Weidman was winning the whole fight up until that time. The first fight, there were times where Anderson was looking pretty scary to Weidman. And like the first round, Chris Weidman won. And then the second round, I was thinking, oh, boy, Chris is not as quick as this guy, and Chris is going to get in a lot of trouble. I mean, I was getting kind of worried for him. And then he knocked him out. So, but the second fight, when I'm watching it, thinking that Anderson's got a good shot at winning, I didn't see any point in that fight where Anderson was winning.
Okay. The premier fight, I think, coming up in the UFC is January the 3rd, the light heavyweight championship on the line. Unbeaten Daniel Cormier against, the unbeaten with an asterisk, John Jones, of course, losing that disqualification, I believe, to Matt Hamill. But straight up, Jones and Cormier. Cormier has never been taken off his feet. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm leaning towards the kid from Silicon Valley.
That is a tough one.
That is real tough.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the fight of the year because you're talking about, when it comes to like the only question I have is the reach, and it's substantial, and John Jones uses it well, because if it's a close range fight, and Cormier is close enough to hit him, I think Cormier's hands are better. I think Cormier's boxing skill is better. Cormier's wrestling is undoubtedly better. But John Jones has a huge reach advantage, and that's going to be a big part of the fight. It's going to be, it's like a lot of guys have talked about, what to do. I mean, Rashad Evans being, the one example. I mean, he's going to do this and this and this. And it's like he never got past the reach. The only guy who really got past the reach was Gustafson, who was 6'5" and had similar reach.
Right.
If you look at all of John Jones's other fights, you know, I mean, like, he, you know, that's really the only fight he was really what I would say tested in. Every other fight, John's just like, you know, walked through guys. And, I mean, Cormier is better than anyone that John Jones has fought. So there is that. He's a better wrestler. He's the first guy who you know, again, and Cormier's been training with some of the best wrestlers in the world have been in San Jose. I mean, like, the best of the best, you know, like Olympic medalists have been not so secretly down there the last couple of times. So his wrestling is going to be sharp, and it always is sharp anyway. But, you know, it's not just a wrestling match. And also, even if he takes him down, he's got to be able to keep him down long enough to win rounds. I think if it goes to a decision, Cormier may have a shot at taking it. I mean, again, both guys have a shot. This is a real tough fight to call. I mean, I really have a hard time on this one. I guess, yeah.
Every time I look at the fight, I see Cormier putting John Jones on his butt, and John Jones having to fight off his back, and I don't think he can do it. That's why I think Cormier is going to win.
If he can keep John Jones down, I don't believe that John Jones will submit him or hurt him from the bottom. I think that Cormier will beat him up from the top if he can keep him there. So the key is, can he take him down? I think he will get him down, but will he be able to keep him down? That I don't know.
Okay. GSP, George St. Pierre, of course, the former iconic flag bearer of the UFC. He's back in training. Is he going to fight 170 again or what?
He hasn't given any indication he's going to fight. I, you know, people who are around him seem to think that at some point he'll just get the itch and want to. It'll take a while. You know, he had knee surgery, so he just got cleared to start training recently. If he didn't have the knee surgery, I think he probably would be fighting this year because, you know, he would have had his year off and kind of like been ready to come back. And there's a lot of money to be made for George fighting. I do think he'll fight again, especially since UFC is going to, you know, up the drug testing, which was one of his big demands, was, you know, much more stringent drug testing. And if that's the case, then I see him, you know, he's not that old, and I see him wanting to do it again.
Is Scott Coker and Bellator going to go after Ben Askren when this one-year contract expires in about 3 or 4 months or what?
I don't know. You know, I've actually talked to Scott Coker a bunch lately, but I've never, you know, Ben Askren's name's never come up. He's under contract, you know, to ONE FC in the Far East.
Yeah.
And it's a good contract, you know. I mean, not over, you know, not like a monster contract, but for a welterweight, you know, that it's non-UFC, he's got a nice deal. I would really like to see Ben Askren in UFC. That's, you know, I usually don't disagree with their business moves because they make the right, you know, when it comes to UFC, when it comes to talent and things and title shots and matches, they really do make the right business move almost every time. And I know why they probably didn't go after Askren with the idea that he's boring. But, you know, his last couple of fights in Bellator were not boring. And again, wrestling's part of MMA, and if you can't beat his wrestling and he beats you with his wrestling, then he's a top guy, and he's undefeated. He's finished the last several opponents that he's fought. I don't know that, you know, again, like when I look at him like against a Johnny Hendricks, who's got not quite as good a wrestling but not far off, and much better striking, I think, you know, on paper I'm going like, oh, I don't think he can beat Johnny Hendricks. But you know what? Until they do the fight, you know, this guy's undefeated. Until they do the fight, you don't know that.
Bellator 131 did 1.8 million homes. I'm talking about ratings on Spike TV with Tito Ortiz and Stephen Bonner. Pretty good night for the Bellator folks.
Big night for Bellator, absolutely. Yes. They went head-to-head with UFC. They had a lot more viewers. Everybody was talking about them, not UFC, which is amazing, you know, if just thinking about that. You know, it told a lesson that a lot of people don't like. I mean, it's people want to see names, and they want to see grudge matches. It's not, they don't necessarily want to see great fights. I mean, Tito Ortiz and Stephen Bonner, if you follow the game, they were long past their prime. You could really, you know, both had retired and come back, but they talked a lot, and that was the result. They talked a lot, and people wanted to see them fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Dave Meltzer, the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. Dave, the genius, I thank you again, my brother.
Okay, thanks very much, Pedro.
The great one, man. I learned so much when he's on the show. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of mixed martial arts live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Better than you do. Do what it wants.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturing. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Aha! Little Super Stroke Land Band, you hit it, boys! This is the horn section of Tower of Power. Along with Huey Lewis in the news, man, epic Bay Area bands. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, USC coming back, USC 181, that's December the 6th from the Mandalay Bay. Of course, that's a pay-per-view event. Johnny Hendricks and Robbie Lawler going at it for the second time. The Ultimate Fighter Champion will be crowned. The finale, that'll be at the Palms Casino December the 12th on Fox Sports 1. And of course, man, USC on Fox as Dos Santos and as Junior Dos Santos come back after those two horrific whoopings at the hands of Cain Velasquez, December the 13th. That's from the U.S. Airways Center in Phoenix, Arizona. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, we're here every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Mondays on the Sirius XM Satellite Radio Networks. And straight up, you can find us 24-7 at ringtalk.com or sportsbyline.com. Until next time, I want to mention this. My birthday's coming. I miss my aunt. Auntie Julie, I love you. I miss you. All the best to you fans out there. Thank you, my great producer, Scott Cuddy. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Most importantly, hit the website, ringtalk.com.